This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBCTV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX 50 is suggesting a mildly positive start. The Indian markets have been consolidating for the last few days. This morning, talking about the cues, the US market, the key indices have ended lower by 1%, the Nasdaq slipping more than 1%, as reports indicate that Amazon will lay off more than 10,000 employees, sparking concerns about a tech slowdown, because this news follows news about Meta laying off 11,000 employees, and Twitter, as we know, has already laid off about 50% of its workforce. So the US markets were under pressure. They ended a choppy session with a cut of nearly 1%. The China industrial data has just come out. It's grown at 5%, slightly lower than street expectations of 5.3%. The Indian markets, as I said, have been consolidating. We do not have any big domestic triggers. Yesterday, the CPI inflation was out at 5:30 p.m. Retail inflation decelerated to 6.77% versus 7.41% in the month of September. Earnings season has ended today, so no big local triggers this week. The FI inflows in the cash market continue, 1,089 crore in the cash, while the DIs bought 47 crore in the cash market. Talking about stocks on your radar, ONGC is a top-down beat. Revenues at 38,320 crore have come in ahead of estimates of 35,500, operating margins at 49%, and profits too ahead of street expectations. NMDC is a miss, margins at 25.6% versus a poll of 30.9%. This is realizations have taken a big knock, down 48%. MGL numbers too lower than street expectations. Margins have declined by 350 basis points versus an estimate of an increase of 60 basis points. IRCTC numbers are soft on a quarter-on-quarter basis, with revenues declining 5%. Biocon, revenues are in line, margins tad lower, and the profit has also been impacted due to a higher tax flow. But the company has indicated that they will be raising $150 million from Serum for the Viatris deal. And finally, L&T Infotech and Mindtree has got the NCLT merger approval. So now the two companies will be merged. In fact, they merged effective yesterday. This is, known because the announcement, the approval from the board came in May. So it's been 6 months that the markets knew about it. Now the question is whether the merged entity can enter into the Nifty or not. But this should be a stock on your radar. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.